One of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu, is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Morning, Darren.
Here's a very corporate question for you.
Yeah.
Once you've come up with a plan as a business, how important is it to have a flawless execution?
Right. You know, Darren, they say that execution is actually everything. You know, 10% of the work is about putting together good strategy. The rest is about execution. And in fact, one of our former CEOs at Unilever used to say, I don't know a single consumer who buys our product because they like a strategy. They buy our products because they like how we've executed the strategy. And I often say a mediocre strategy executed flawlessly is actually more effective than a fantastic strategy but poorly executed.
Oh, yeah.
And execution is about making sure that all the things that the strategy was about, how you're going to win, where you're going to win, with what you're going to win, is actually then executed to get you to the end point where your objectives for that strategy have been met. And most people fail in executing the strategy because they simply have no follow through.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of people who see strategy as something that you go away and you prepare and you go through a SWOT analysis and, you know, you've got your objectives and how you're going to meet those objectives, but it ends there.
Or they're not seeing the results and they start doubting the strategy.
Yeah, and literally, generally, they're not seeing the results because they're not executing the strategy properly.
Mm.
So it's very important that once the strategy has been locked in, for starters, everybody understands the strategy, understands the compass and where the strategy is meant to be taking us, understand their own responsibility and their role in the execution of the strategy, understands how they're going to measure how the strategy is actually contributing to the bottom line and to the success of the company, and knows the step-by-step process of what they have to do to then
and
execute
then just
their little piece
committed
in there
to the strategy.
Absolutely, absolutely. It really only accounts for 10% of the success.
That's my takeaway
of
here.
The business.
The planning is 10%.
The
execution
planning
is 90%.
Execution is 90%.
Wow.
Because execution is what you're going to have to be doing if you have a strategy, let's say a 3 to 5 year strategy.
Mm.
You have a long term plan for executing that strategy.
Mm.
You might have a midterm review, say at the 2 year mark, to have a look at what you have been doing, how you have been executing, where the successes have been and where the failures have been. And it's at that point that if things were not going the way you had anticipated, you have to analyze the reasons why your fantastic strategy isn't delivering the results that it has to deliver. Maybe the people that are in the positions don't have the skills or the wherewithal to execute the strategy. You should have done that, in fact, at the beginning. Because when you do a strategy, you also have to say, do we then have the financial resources and the human capital resources to execute the strategy? The best strategy isn't going to execute itself if you haven't got the people with the skills. So everybody needs to buy into what the vision is, what the strategy is all about, and what their role is in making that strategy work and executing that strategy flawlessly. And that's why it's so important that the execution is flawless, everybody understands their role, we're all working to the same objective, and we understand perfectly
singing
what
the same
role
song
each one of us has to play.
Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.